This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A wildfire is roaring through the mountains north of Los Angeles. It has already forced more than 1,000 campers and hikers to evacuate the area. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Laurie Perez is on the scene of the so-called post-fire.
Massive billowing smoke tinged with orange. There are some very big flames over an area of 14,625 acres now, a huge area running parallel to the west of the five from Gorman down south to Pyramid Lake, mostly in the mountains, but also close to campgrounds and some farms, some small communities.
And people who live in those communities have been warned to be ready to leave if conditions get worse. There are at least a dozen more fires burning in California that are larger than 10 acres. The Southwest has felt the pinch of searing heat for days. Now it's the East's turn to bake. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says temperatures will climb into the 90s and above and stay there.
Each day this week is going to get progressively hotter as a heat dome builds in across the middle and eastern parts of the country. The Midwest feels the heat on Monday, and then it's really an Ohio River Valley and Northeast story for the rest of the week.
The decision Americans make in the voting booth this November could come down to student debt.
A just-released survey shows 1 in 5 Americans saying student loan issues will influence their vote. 3 in 10 see it as a national crisis.
And of course, those numbers rise even higher for Americans who have student loan debt.
Bankrate analyst Sarah Foster.
Nearly half of Americans with student loan debt think that student loan debt is a national crisis.
Foster says people seem to appreciate the Biden administration's efforts to help, but
they're feeling a little bit kind of dissatisfied by some of the political efforts to block that aid getting to them in the end.
Peter King, CBS News.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is headed to Mar-a-Lago to meet with former President Donald Trump. CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland says both men need something from the other.
This meeting comes not only as Donald Trump tries to win back the White House, but as House Republicans try to maintain the majority in the U.S. House, with both sides seeking to help each other. Trump has offered to help campaign for embattled House Republicans, and he's seeking their help in investigating President Biden, President Biden's family, and pressing the issue of border security.
And there's just about a week and a half to go until the first presidential debate between Trump and President Biden. Fans of Hooters wings can now enjoy them from the comfort of home. The company is launching a line of 4 different frozen wing entrees, both bone-in and boneless, now sold at public supermarket locations nationwide. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you just burnt out?
When selecting workplace burnout on a scale of 1 to 10, 34% of professionals report a 7 or higher. The survey from personnel consulting firm Robert Half. The firm's Paul Flaherty on why the burnout.
Heavier than normal workloads due to staffing constraints, unrealistic expectations or lack of communication from their manager, insufficient tools and resources to perform effectively.
And employees aren't able to unplug during vacations. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Bryson DeChambeau won the 2024 U.S. Open Sunday for the second time with the best shot of his life for another memorable finish on the 18th hole and another heavy dose of heartache for Rory McIlroy. As much of the U.S. Open will be remembered for DeChambeau's marvelous bunker shot, McIlroy played a big part of shockingly missing 2 short putts, the last one from just inside 4 feet for par on the final hole. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low near 70. For tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid, a high in the low 90s with a storm or two. A slight storm chance Tuesday, staying warm and muggy, high upper 80s. Right now, it's 73.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Pershing Park, local news and timeless hits. W-R-G-N.
somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, when so I much younger you than today. Anybody's help in any way. Now, but now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right. Done before. Help me if you can, I'm feeling.
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Get ready to go all in for Cash Battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash Battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WRJN. Ooh, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing. No, no. Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing. No, honey. I've got your picture hanging on the wall, but I can't see. Come to me when I call your name. I realize it's just a picture in a frame.
Ooh, I read your letters, and you're not here. But they don't move me. They don't move me like you mean. I hear your sweet voice whispering in my ear.
Don't you know? Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing. I play my game, a fantasy. I pretend, but I know in reality. I need the shelter of your arms to comfort me. No other sound is quite the same as your name.
So much for you.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight.
to say. Well, oh, if you really love me, won't you tell me? And if you really need me, won't you tell me, baby, tell me? Then I won't have to be playing around. Oh, playing around.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah.
starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you.
A lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Have you seen her?
music on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
See you. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where the Tony Awards were handed out to celebrate the best of Broadway. The story of a band trying to make an album in the 70s took home the top honor for a play.
The American Theater Wing's Tony Award goes to Stereophonic.
Playwright David Adjimi used his acceptance speech on CBS to call for more funding for music and the arts in schools.
It's really hard to make a career in the arts. We need to fund the arts in America. It is the hallmark of a civilized society.
Best musical went to The Outsiders. Merrily We Roll Along won for Best Revival.